wish life was like more forgiving in the department where I should bring more to the table. I wish I was able. What can I do? The things I want to do. The things I want to do.
Okay. I am starting this episode off differently than you're used to because, first of all, I have not been around for quite some time. And second of all, like an exuberant amount of time. And second of all, like this particular episode, I felt compelled to record and post. And I'm like back to my throwback days of like, I'm like recording on my phone and all that stuff. So excuse the sound quality. But like, I felt compelled to talk to you guys at this point in time. Because this episode is for fellow rats, feral fucking rats like myself. Like, if you can't relate, you can still listen, but just know, like, this is directed for the rats, you know? Read the description of the episode, and, like, if you resonate, this is for you as much as it is for me, okay? Okay, now that we've established this, like, I'm about to get into this. Okay, so why can't I? Like, why can't we? You know, but like, also like, why can't I? Like, there are just, I don't have, like, people have told me in therapy, like, I have unrealistic expectations for myself. Like, I'm chasing perfection. And we all know that, like, perfection is damn near impossible. Like, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure, like, constantly. And that's why you're just, like, not happy. And, like, you need to, like, at least cut yourself a little bit of slack. I've heard that quite a lot throughout my life in therapy, all this shit, right? When I take a step back and like look at what my expectations are for my life, let me tell you what they are, okay? My expectation for myself is to be able to get the fuck up in the morning at a reasonable time. What do I consider a reasonable time? Before 8 a.m. Before 8 a.m. Why? Because like for me, Monday through Friday, most things start like basically at 8 a.m. for me, right? Working and all that kind of jazz. And like, you know, like I just personally feel like if I'm up before 8 a.m., like I can get a good amount of things done that I need to get done. Here's what I expect to be able to do. Get up before 8 a.m. Okay. When I get up, make my fucking bed, drink some water. All right. Take a little time to do my 5-minute journal. Why? Because my 5-minute journal makes me happy when I fill it out. Okay, and it is literally asking me these questions. What are three things that you're grateful for right off the bat this morning? And you sit there and you write think of three things that you're grateful for. Then it's like, what would make today great? Think of three things that would make today great. And you write that. And then it's like, write some positive affirmations for yourself, like two lines of it, like, I am pretty, I am kind, like whatever, like positive affirmations for yourself for the day. And the concept is like that takes you like 5 minutes or less to do, right? Okay, cool. Expect myself to be able to do that. Have a little bit of a bite of something to eat that will help me to not fucking throw up on a workout, okay? Whether it's like a banana or like one slice of toast with like almond butter or something like that. Something healthy like that 30 minutes prior to going to work out. Then I want to fucking go. Be able to like wash my face a little bit and like make myself look a little bit presentable, like put on some workout clothes and go and fucking work out. And I want to be able to work out for an hour. Okay. When I come back from that workout, I want to be able to have myself a nice little smoothie of some kind and some breakfast of some kind, you know, healthy breakfast just to get my brain and body like feeling good. It can be tasty. Healthy is not synonymous with disgusting, by the way, like we're all taught to believe. Like you can make a healthy breakfast that's like good for you, and then fucking jump in the shower, clean myself up, like do my skincare routine, whatever, take care of my dental health, and then be dressed for the day. And since I happen to work from home, like log in, you know, plan out, like write in my planner, because I love writing out in my planner, what am I going to do for the day? Like, and prioritize it so that I have like a mental clarity about like what needs to get done, what I'm going to do first and whatnot. And I like to plan my day in a way of like eating the frog, which is the concept of like doing the hardest thing, the most challenging thing, the most time consuming thing first, so that your day actually gets progressively easier. And it's not this like thing of like the whole day you're like, oh, I got to do this thing at 4:00. And like, it's like sucks. You know what I mean? You start off the day with doing those things at first, and then like your day gets progressively easier. And that's how I would like to plan out my day. And then I want to do my work and schedule in breaks, 15-minute breaks, at least 2 of them for myself, and then schedule in, make sure that I have time for my lunch. Sit down, have a nice, healthy lunch, and then finish off my day, write out what I need to do for the next day, okay? Go ahead and have myself dinner. And I want to, for the most part, for the majority of the week, make myself dinner because it's cheaper. It is healthier, and I know what ingredients I'm putting in there, and I know what I'm using for my body, and I can afford it too. By the way, make myself the dinner, sit down, eat it, relax, whatever, and then fucking like take a shower, read a little bit, you know, before bed too. Like, I can watch my shows and do my thing, but then like spend a little bit of time reading because I happen to like reading. Reading is good for you, and it actually helps you to go to sleep, and it's a better alternative than fucking scrolling on your fucking phone, hurting your eyes, hurting your brain with all this like fucked up shit in the internet. Like, yeah, take some time to fucking read something enjoyable that you like. And I would like to do that. And then go to sleep at a reasonable time, not like 3 in the fucking morning, but at a reasonable fucking time, which again, by the way, reading can help you do because you like fall asleep and then wake up in the morning and do the same thing. Oh, and I also forgot, like, I would like to clean up after myself, like after I make food or whatever the fuck, like have a cleaning schedule that works for me. Meaning like I'll clean my kitchen, I'll wash my dishes the same day, like I'll do a little light brooming, you know what I mean? I'll wipe things up or things down like after I use them so that like it doesn't pile up to being like a feral fucking rat nest of a place that I'm living. Like I'll take out the trash on a regular basis so that it's like not disgusting and stinky and gross. And then I feel like I have to do a cleaning marathon at some point when I have some energy. Like, those are some of the things that I would like to be able to do. And then when it's the weekend, like, try to have some type of social activity scheduled on a regular basis. Like, you know, like, I don't have to spend every weekend having, like, you know, boot and rally with my fucking friends. No, but like plan something like a couple of times a month or whatever. That's like a reasonable amount of time that you can spend hanging out with your friends, hanging out with your family, or even doing some solo things that just like put you out there in the sunshine. Because like, believe it or not, people, we need vitamin D, and vitamin D deficiencies can really lead to like things like depression and all that kind of fucking shit. So like getting some sun, I would like to have it be part of like what I do. And that's pretty much fucking it. Like, as far as expectations for myself, that's pretty much fucking it. Is that like so unattainable? Like, I am blessed to be like making a good amount of money at this point in time. I have all my limbs working. Like, I have abused my body. I have eaten like feral fucking disgusting like food that like you shouldn't fucking put into your body. It's probably cancer causing, probably has like a million fucking chemicals in it. Not like, it's just gross, like non-organic, whatever the fuck, like, you know, trash shit. You know, I have like drank and like did all this stuff, like not so great, but I am blessed beyond belief to still have all my limbs in working order, still be relatively healthy, walking around functioning as a human being. All of those things are within my capability to do. I want to be able to fucking do them. And those are the expectations that I have for myself. I don't meet those expectations, right? Like, I don't currently meet those expectations. Actually, I have spent majority of my life not meeting those expectations. I have like let fucking trash pile up. I have like not like, there's so many aspects of those things that like I'm inconsistent with, do not do, like whatever the fuck, right? Now, caveat here. We're all allowed to have bad days. Like, we're all allowed to, like, you know, things don't go your way. Like, you're allowed to feel sad sometimes. Like, things happen in life. Like, somebody may die. Like, you know, you may be grieving. Like, there are certain periods of time where it's like, ooh. But you should still, I expect for myself, like, A, if I'm having, like, a bad day, a sad moment, whatever, like, give myself some time to have that sad moment and then move the fuck on from that and not wallow with that and, like, make it my entire personality and, like, make it my excuse for everything. B, be able to, like, if it's beyond my capabilities to move past it, get some fucking help. Like, okay, like, get yourself a little therapy session. Like, work that shit out, bitch. Like, get some help beyond yourself if you can't do that. And then fucking, like, move on. Okay? Those are my expectations. I have not met those expectations, like I said. And I don't feel good about myself for that. So why is it that, like, people, like therapists or, like, other fucking people, whatever, when you talk to them about this kind of shit, they'll be like, it's okay, like, me either, like, it's cool, like, we don't meet our expectations all the time, like, like, it's fine, like, life sucks, dude, like, I'm, like, nihilistic, like, I just, you know, it is what it is, like, it is not what it is, like, it's actually not okay to, like, not take care of ourselves. It's actually not okay that you're not able to meet those basic expectations. I don't feel like those expectations are, like, crazy. Like, I'm not saying, like, oh my gosh, like, you gotta be a millionaire, you gotta, like, fucking get a Bugatti. Like, I'm not on any Andrew Tate ass shit. Like, I'm not, like, you know, thinking that at all. Like, go, like, listen to this. Like, it doesn't even fucking mention, like, romantic expectations. It doesn't, like, mention, like, any fucking thing that's, like, beyond me, like, whatever. It also, like, these are from expectations from myself. Like, if you're living, like, a different type of lifestyle, like, it's a hard knock life for you. Like, there are still some basic things that you could probably do that just make your life a tiny bit better. Like, Jordan Peterson, like, if, like, you have your own room or whatever the fuck, like, you can at least clean your fucking room. You may not be able to solve all your financial problems. You may not be able to change the neighborhood that you're living in. You may not be able to change your environment. You may be, like, whatever the fuck. But, like, at least clean your fucking room, bitch, because you could fucking do that. Like, you can do, like, one or two or three things that can make your life a little bit better. And you know better than anyone else, like, what those things are, because your conscience tells you. That's why I don't feel good about myself, because I'm, like, my conscience tells me, like, bitch, the least you could fucking do is take out the trash. The least you can fucking do is clean up after yourself. The least you can, like, your conscience is not letting you feel good about not meeting those expectations, because you shouldn't feel good about it. You know, like, okay, if you're doing all those things and you still don't feel good about yourself because, like, XYZ, unrealistic expectations, that's where I feel like a therapist or somebody else should be like, look, bitch, like, you're doing the things that you need to do to take care of yourself, your body, your health, like, whatever the fuck. Like, now you're, like, pushing it. Now you're, like, you know, you have these expectations for yourself that are beyond. And it's like, bitch, like, calm the fuck down. But what I'm talking about are some Kim Kardashian, like, bitch, you better get your ass up and work type stuff. Like, not me defending Kim Kardashian, but, like, actually, though, like, I've took that statement as, like, I didn't take it as, like, she was talking. We all love to hate that bitch, like, whatever. And there's a lot of reasons to. But, like, I didn't take it as, like, she's talking to, like, the starving kids in a third country. Like, get your ass up and work at, like, a fucking child slave labor factory or some shit like that for your, like, little 2 cents a day. Like, I don't know. I didn't take it as, like, she was talking to those people that are, like, dirt fucking poor, whatever. I was taking that as, like, in this, like, middle-class-ass America upwards, get your ass up and work. Like, go to work and, like, do what you need to do, whatever that fucking means to you, whether it's, like, work in school, you know, like, do the basics, like, work, you know, so that you can, like, live. And not only that, like, try your best to level up your life, you know, to the point where you'd like it to be, and be realistic about with yourself about, like, where your life can actually go. But beyond all that, because, like, financials can get crazy, I just feel like those basic expectations, like, I should be able to meet them. And I don't actually appreciate being told, like, you just gotta cut yourself a break. Bitch, I've been giving myself a break for, like, how many years now? I am now in my early 30s. Like, do you really want me to still give myself a break? Because, like, bitch, I will be 75 and this shit planet being like still giving myself a break and not doing anything and being like a waste of fucking space. Like, will it be cute then? Like, will it be okay then? Like, that's why I feel like on some like boomers calling us like snowflakes, like millennial snowflakes, like that's where I feel like there's a little bit of snowflakiness, right? Like, they're wrong about a lot of that shit because they just love to say that about like stuff that's out of our control. But like certain things like that, like clean your room. Oh my God, like you're like I can't because my mental, like, bro, you can. You actually fucking can though. And like, you need to like get your ass up and work and push yourself a little bit. And like, it's not okay to like be like this. You know what I mean? Like every fucking day. Like, it's not okay actually. You know what I mean? And that's, I don't want to be told that it's okay. I just don't want to be told that it's okay. I want to be told like, it is actually not okay. Wake your fucking punk ass up and like do what you need to do, because why can't you? Like, why can't I? You know, there is no legitimate reason, and we know this, but we use the excuses that people give us, literally. Like, whether it's like the internet or your therapist or like your, whoever the fuck is like tolerating your punk ass. Like, we use those excuses to validate, like, I'm like sad. So that's why I'm like gonna eat this like unhealthy food that's like not okay for me, because I'm just like killing myself slowly because like I'm sad, you know. That's why I'm not gonna like do what I need to do, and that's why I'm gonna take care of myself because I'm like sad. Like, no, bitch, no. Like, you need to learn how to like get your ass up, even if you're like feeling sad. Like, take a little bit of moment of time to feel sad, cry your tears, but then like do what you need to do and have it. And when you have these habits, like good habits, habits are formed by doing things over and over again. Because people always talk about motivation and lack of motivation. Bitch, like, motivation comes and goes. Like, you don't always have motivation to do something. But a habit, habits stick around. Habits, like, stay. Like, you do something every fucking day. Like, your body is pretty good at that shit, like, clockwork telling you. Like, bitch, you ate at 12 every day. Your stomach's gonna be grumbling and humbling. Like, bitch, it's 12 o'clock. Like, actually, that shit is so good that, like, once it hits like 11:30, it's just gonna be like, like, you're gonna start feeling hungry, like, it's almost time for lunch. Like, that's how good our bodies are but at adopting to habits. Like, even if you don't feel it, like, you don't feel like, I don't feel like clean, like making my bed today. If, promise you, like, if you do that shit like all the time, like, your body is gonna just be like, make, like, it's just like a natural thing that you're just gonna feel compelled to do it because like your body's like raring to go, like, do this action that you normally do. Your brain is gonna be like, do this action that you normally do, because it's like completely not gonna feel comfortable like when you're not doing it, because it's a habit. So you don't even have to fucking worry about it, you know. If you're going to the gym habitually, your body's gonna, time for the gym, bitch, time for the gym. Your brain is gonna be like, time for the gym, bitch, like, it's time for the gym, like, come on, like, what are you doing, like, laying down. Like, you just feel compelled to do that shit. It does that work for you when you do habits, when you form healthy habits. That's why people keep talking about like healthy habits, because like, your body does that work for you, your brain does that work for you. It feeds on routines, it feeds on habits. Like, it's like the feral part of our brain that's just like, habit, 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 like, do this habit, like, it's time for this, like, especially the routine part of it too, like, you know, the time frame, because we have that like circadian rhythm. Like, you sleep at this time normally, you get into bed at this time normally. Your body, like, when that time is about to come, like, yawn, like, I feel tired, like, get into the bed, get into the bed, get into the bed. Like, literally, your body's screaming this at you. Your brain is screaming it at you, because it's like, you've developed this habit. When you develop bad habits, that's why it's like so hard to get out of, right? So like, that's why like people who have good parents like have a little bit of a leg up, because good parents will like help you to form healthy habits, because they're like, you have to go to bed, bitch. It's time for you to go to bed. It is 9 o'clock. It is 8 o'clock, like, on a school night. Go to bed. And then you go to bed, but like, you may not want to, but like, now it's like, this is my bedtime. Like, I feel sleepy, you know, like, I'm lying. Like, I don't feel sleepy, but I do feel sleepy. Like, they help you to like form these good habits, right? And then it kind of sets you up. But even if we had like fucking trash ass, abusive ass, like, punk ass parents, like, okay, it's now time for you to take responsibility for your life. And I'm obviously talking to people who are like now on their own and shit. Like, take responsibility and form fucking good habits, you know. Like, okay, set up like some decent fucking habits. Like, wake up at the same time every day, because it's so funny, like, when you wake up at the same time every day, you don't even need an alarm, bitch. You don't need, all of a sudden, you don't even need Siri. Like, you don't even need an alarm to be going off, because your body's like a minute before the alarm, 5 minutes before the alarm, it's waking up on its own. You don't need an alarm. All of a sudden, like, you go to sleep at the same time. That's what's happening. Like, and even, and when you eat healthy all the time too, your body is like used to it, right? So it's cool. But like when you put trash into your body one time, it's like, oh, like I feel sluggish. I feel like shit. Like, it's not going to really be as accepting of that kind of shit, right? Your brain, your body will do the work for you if you at least initially like set up those healthy habits. And to do those healthy habits, you have to push yourself a little bit, but you have it in you. Like, I don't fuck with people as like telling us actively and telling me actively, like, you don't have, like, you're setting, like, your expectations are really high for yourself. Give yourself a break. At some points in time, it's appropriate to say that. But what the things that I'm talking about, it is not appropriate to say, give yourself a break at that point. It is appropriate to say, like, yes, make your fucking bed. Make your fucking bed, okay? And then the other appropriate thing is, as you're developing those habits, congratulate the bitch. Like, that's appropriate. You know what I mean? If I have a therapist who's like, or a friend or whoever the fuck is like, hey, like, did you make your bed today? Yes. Clap, clap, clap. Like, I'm a fucking, like, toddler. Clap, clap, clap. Like, you did it. You made your bed. Like, I'm proud of you. Like, that shit could give you a serotonin boost enough to, like, encourage you to form healthy habits. I'm down with that all day long because, like, everybody starts at a certain place. Like, that's what I feel like is meeting you where you are. Like, everybody starts at a certain place. Let's encourage. Let's not just be like, okay, you did the bare minimum, bitch. Like, it's like, okay, I'm starting from a point of, like, being a feral fucking rat. Like, it's helpful to be encouraged about those things because then you're like, I want to make my bed again because, like, I want to be clapped for about this shit. And then before you know it, like, you know, like, again, you've done this shit for, like, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and, like, it's a habit now. You know, I'm down with that all day. But to say, like, it's totally okay, like, it's totally fine, like, it's not totally fine, it's not totally okay. Stop telling me this. Why can't I have these basic life functions and, like, be show my appreciation for the life that I'm living and the health that I have by taking care of it? Like, you know, it's just like, come on, bro. Like, it's not okay to be like that. Why can't we? Like, that's what I really come on here to say, because, like, I feel like there's so much of that going around, and, like, I've heard it so much too, and it's like, bro, like, it's not okay. Like, the world outside is, like, trash. Like, have you heard about all this crazy shit going on? Like, yes, I have. And yes, in some ways it is. And it always has been. Like, if you jump back, like, 100 years, 200 years, 2,000 years, like, you're going to find the human population, like, being, like, in some ways, and in a lot of ways probably, like, fucking disgusting to each other. Like, archaically, like, when you think about, like, the punishments that we used to met out to each other, what we used to be okay with seeing publicly, like, all that stuff, like, public hangings, like, whatever the fuck, like, you look back and you see that, like, we have been horrible and horrifying to each other and not okay. And there's also been acts of kindness dating back to, like, millenniums, right? Like, that are beyond, like, you know, super kind and super helpful and super loving. That's always gonna be a fact of human fucking life. Don't act like it's all of a sudden like shit is going bad today. Shit has been going bad forever. But, like, we also, just because we're a collective group, we're also, like, collectively, like, individuals. If you can operate at the bare minimum, like, the shit that I'm talking about being able to do for myself, like, that's good, because you've put yourself in a good enough mental state to where, like, you can at least, like, be kind to the next person. You can at least, like, by me choosing to, like, wake up and have those healthy habits and, like, you know, eat healthy. Like, let's talk about eating healthy or whatever. Like, when people, you don't even have to convince people. It's sometimes when people, like, see you doing those things, like, hear about you doing those things, like, just generally for yourself, like, it's inspiring. I can't tell you guys, like, how inspirational it is. Like, if I have a friend who's just, like, what did you do today? Well, I woke up and I did XYZ or whatever. Even just, they're not, like, pushing that on me, but just, like, hearing that they've done that is, like, motivational to me. And it makes me feel like, you know what? Like, I want to be able to do that shit too. Like, just being able to be a shining example for, like, your friends too. You know, like, not telling your fucking feral rat ass friend, like, it's totally okay, dude. Like, like, fuck off, bro. Like, no, like, being able to be like, yeah, bro, like, you know, hold each other, like, a little bit accountable, you know, like, and inspire one another. And when they ask you about the shit, lean into it. Like, because sometimes people ask you, like, oh my god, I don't even know how you're able to, like, eat healthy every day. well, I'm not going to gatekeep that. Like, here's what I do. Do you want to, like, have dinner? Like, or I'll make you some dinners, like, act of kindness. Like, I'll package you up some, like, food, you know, like, because I make enough for, like, two. I'll send you over some, like, healthy-ass, like, meals that I make that are so delicious. Or you can come over and have some dinner with me, like, once or twice a week or whatever. And then you're fucking, like, doing an act of kindness, helping out a friend, like, or, like, oh, let's cook together, whatever the fuck. Like, it helps you to help other people. And that even small act can spread so far and so wide, like, have a butterfly effect. As opposed to, like, you being, like, not that and, like, also, like, making it okay for other people to be not that and, like, spreading that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, bro, it helps you to think. It helps you to, like, you know, help other people in some sense of the way. And it all seems like so small, but it actually has like a huge effect, because what you put into your body, and I'm like speaking like as if I'm a nutritionist now, but like obviously, like, what you put into your body, like, has an effect on your health, has an effect on your the way that you look. Like, people talk about their skincare and stuff like that. Like, yeah, part of your skincare is actually like eat healthy. That's the part that we don't want to talk about, because we're like, let's shop it up at Sephora and like have these like cute routines, like put on a face mask, but like also, like, bitch, your skin needs to be also hydrated, and you need to have certain like nutrients in your body to promote good skin health. And like, when you don't, like, your skin looks disgusting no matter what you do. Why isn't this product working, bitch? Because you haven't eaten like any greens for fucking ever, because you think it's cute that you don't like vegetables, because somebody told you like it's okay, like we don't all have to like the same shit. Like, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? Like, that's why. So that's what I mean. Like, I just feel like I want, like, we all want to be around people who are like live, laugh, love, to be inspired by that and like hopefully be roped into that. But you live, laugh, love first. Like, you do some healthy habits, and then you can extend that to like one other person. And just because you think it's like one other person, that one other person may live in a household with other people or have other friends they talk to about this shit, or like things, just goodness can spread very easily. Like, you don't have to like go on a crusade to save the world. Like, you can, on some Jordan Peterson shit, like, you can like save your immediate neighborhood and everything that everybody's like your immediate friend circles, I mean, and everything that everybody says is not all right and all wrong all the time. That's another thing too, obviously, because like I'm talking to you guys about like shit that like therapists have said to me that I feel like it's wrong. And like, it's so funny because like, again, like, I don't fully trust myself to like, because I'm like neurodivergent, and because it's like, okay, maybe I'm wrong too. Like, I don't fully trust my own decisions. But at the same time, like, I'm on here telling you guys this because like, I just 100,000% feel in this way that like, I'm not wrong. Like, why do I have like, I feel like my expectations are normal. You know, I know there are times when like I have unrealistic expectations. I know that. Like, but the stuff that I'm talking to you guys about, like, I feel like those are realistic expectations for ourselves. I see comments under, like, routine videos, like, morning routine, night routine, cleaning routine, where people are like, this is unrealistic. But, like, is it though, bitch? Like, is it really that unrealistic? Or is it just, like, you're a lazy feral rat and you want it to be okay that you don't do these things, but you know that you can do them? Bitch, if you can do them, you're blessed. Like, do that shit, like. Because even me watching those videos and stuff that people post on TikToks or like people post on YouTube and stuff, they are inspirational. They are motivational. They make me feel like if that bitch could do that, she's a regular ass, degular ass bitch like me. There's nothing special about that bitch, you know, that enables her to do this where I can't do it. I feel like, you know, I can do it. I can clean my fucking house. I can wake up in the morning and like have some water. You know, I can do this shit. I can develop healthy habits. But like bleeding into like each other that like we can't do these things, like you're so unrealistic, and we need to like meet ourselves where we are, and like it's okay to like be depressed and like be feral all the time, like it's totally fine, is not helpful in any way. It actually like enables people who would otherwise be a good influence on society and the world just to be like stuck and cooped up in their houses and like not spreading goodness while everybody else who's like an evil fucking psycho, like just are parading outside. And like, that's all we're experiencing now on a daily basis. Like, you're not helping anyone. And who says like everything is all about you? Like, you're maybe by you doing things for yourself that are good, like the stuff that I'm talking about, maybe me doing stuff for myself that's good, is not just about me, but it's also about the people in my life that I affect subconsciously and like consciously. You know what I mean? Like maybe it's about that too. Like, you know, like maybe my life is not just all about me because I bump into other people. Other people see me, like maybe I can affect one other person in a good way versus in a bad way. You know, maybe that's what life is about as well in some respects. Like, so and maybe you have a worse effect on the world than you can imagine. Because imagine what you could do if you are, like, at least fucking bare minimum, like, doing the stuff that I'm talking about. Like, maybe you would be in a better mental state. Maybe you would be able to say something rather than just observing, like, absolute bullshit every day. You know, maybe something you said to somebody could help save their fucking life as opposed to like killing them when you're saying like, it's okay to be a feral depressed rat like me too, bitch. Like, you know, like this is just our lives now, I guess. Like, fuck, what the fuck? What the fuck, bro? You know, like maybe it's okay, like if somebody's telling you they're feeling depressed, like tell them like, hey, like I totally get it. Like, you know, here's a therapist that I use, totally 10 out of 10 recommend if you have insurance. Or, you know, you're feeling depressed, dude, I'm gonna come over, let me help you, like, clean up, because that, like, at least puts me in a better mental state when I'm just, like, you know, in a clean environment. Like, let me come over and let me help you clean up. No shame, no judgment, bro. Like, I can help you clean up your depressed room because I just clean up my fucking depressed room as well. Like, we can do this, bitch. Like, maybe you'll be able to do that. Maybe you'll be able to help somebody else, like, if you just, like, fucking step into, like, you can do the fucking basics. Why can't you? Why can't you do the fucking basics, bitch? Again, like, if you're listening to me from, like, a third world fucking, like, no way you could absolutely meet the things that I'm talking about because, like, there's no access. Like, I completely fucking get that. But I'm literally at this point, like, speaking to, like, people living, like, middle class ass style and upwards, bro. Like, the things, as far as the things that I've mentioned, because there's still probably some things that you can do, you know, just to better your life, like one or two things, you know, no matter where you are in life. But like, people who have at least some access of some kind, bro, come on, like, let's make better choices. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Why can't you? Why can't I? You know, because like, and I feel that way, like when I was in my 20s and stuff like that, you guys, like, and some of you guys listening are probably in your 20s and stuff. When I was in my fucking 20s, bro, like, I just, nobody, like, it's so crazy, and I've heard other people say this too, like, it is so crazy how, like, nobody's saying this to me. I swear to you, other than, like, motivational speakers on the internet that, like, you listen to, like, once in a blue, right, when I was, like, randomly, like, just listen to a motivational speaker for, like, whatever phase I was going through, nobody in my life fucking was just, like, bitch, it's not okay to not be doing the basics. Like, as far as my friends or whoever, like, nobody was, and even, like, other adultier adults that were, like, older than me, they maybe in some way said it, like, I'm disappointed in you. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was very nonspecific, and it was just, like, not that. Like, there, it's, and it, so sometimes it was about, like, other dreams, other goals, but it was never just like the fucking basics. And it was, you know, like, never just like, you can do this, because people a lot of times will operate, like, if you're thinking about your parents, like my parents anyway, like, will operate from this, like, judgmental, like, bitch, you didn't even clean your room, like, you didn't even blah blah blah. It's like, no, you can't. You can tell somebody, like, you can do this. Why, you know, why can't you? You can get up, bitch, and you can, like, do this. Like, I believe in you. Like, the fact that, like, I went through so many years and nobody fucking saying this to me is flabbergasting. Like, I've been to therapists and, like, they didn't even say that shit to me. Like, nobody's like, you can wake up and, like, drink a fucking glass of water. You can do that every day. I fucking believe in you, bro. Like, I believe in you. Like, you can do, like, the fact that nobody fucking said that shit to me 4 years, and then they're still not saying that to me. They're telling me, like, I'm like, my expectations for myself right now, like, I need to meet myself where I am. Like, it's not unrealistic. Do you hate me? Like, do you hate me? Because, like, why can't I? What's wrong with me that I can't? Like, I can. I fucking can. And I'm here to tell you guys, like, I'm standing on my fucking soapbox or whatever the fuck, like, talking to all my other fellow feral fucking rats. Like, we can. Why can't we? Why can't we? All of our limbs work. Everything is cool with us. Like, we can do it. Like, why can't we? You know, why? Because we're depressed. Like, bitch, you can still fucking do it. Like, I believe in you, bro. Like, you can still fucking do it. I can still fucking do it. There's nothing stopping us. Like, we can do it. We can fucking do it. Like, it's okay. We can do it. You know? And we can all motivate each other to fucking do it when our friends see us doing it. Like, there's nothing more motivational than somebody who actually wasn't even doing that their whole lives. Like, you know them for being fucking a feral fucking loser. Like, rat fucking punk ass just like you. And, like, all of a sudden, you're watching them, like, do this stuff is like, oh, shit, if she can fucking do it, if he can fucking do it. And I always known him to be, like, exactly like me, feral and, like, you know, no habits and, like, just depressed punk ass. Like, if he's doing that shit, like, maybe I can fucking do it too. Like, there's nothing more motivational than that shit. And that person at least being able to tell you, like, look, is it easy? No, bro, but I know I can do it and you could do it too. I know we could do it. Like, there's nothing stopping us. Like, encouraging, bro. Like, follow up too. Like, don't just, like, let it's so, the stuff I'm talking about is like you're living, like, you're these are basic survival functions. And if you really love someone, if you really care about them, you know, to me it's like, don't, like, if I had somebody in my life who really cared about me about those things, like, don't even let go of my hand. Hold my hand, reach out a hand to me, and don't let go of it. You know, that's how I would feel about it. Like, call me up and be like, did you do XYZ today? Like, I'm proud of you. Like, if you haven't done it, I know you can do it. Like, do you need help? Like, don't let go of my hand until you see me, like, doing that same thing too. Like, if you really love and care about me, because these are basic survival things. The alternative is that I'm gonna fucking get sick. I'm gonna fucking, like, be, like, unhappy. Like, I'm gonna stay in my rut. I'm gonna, like, not, like, it's, I'm not gonna be good, bro. I'm not gonna be okay. Like, if you really care about your friends and you really, you know, give a shit about them, like, reach out to them. If you get to this a place of having these good habits, like, reach out to them and don't let go of their hand. You know, if you happen to be listening from the perspective of, like, not being a feral rat, but you just wanted to listen to this episode, like, this is a message to you too. Like, if you care about your friends, don't just tell them, like, it's okay, bro. Like, it's totally fine. Like, it's not totally fine. But, like, you don't have to come up from a place of judgment, but, like, help too. You know, it's one thing to tell someone something, but it's another thing to, like, go out of your way to help. That's something that, like, to me is so impactful and so meaningful. Like, when somebody is just like, you know, like, they're really not judging you and they're really like, I'm going to come and help you. Think about how many times in your life that you've done that, if at all. Like, go out of your way to fucking help someone else, you know? Like, okay, you can't get up out of bed. Like, I'm gonna come over today and we're gonna do this together. Like, you know what I mean? I really care about you. That can, like, change someone's world, change someone's life, you know? If you have the means to do that, the capability, the willingness to do that, fucking go out and do it, you know? And help someone else. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And why can't you, you know? Why can't you? Instead of just, like, telling your friend, like, again, like, talking to that person who's, like, listening, but, you know, you're in a good space, but, like, some of your friends aren't. Like, don't fucking tell your friend, like, it's totally okay. Like, no, I get it, man. I get it. Like, it took me a long time to be like this, too, but, like, I get it. Like, it's cool that you're like this. Because you're me talking to them in 10 to 20 years, and I guarantee you, like, that motherfucker is still gonna be the same way. And it's not cute, and it is not fun. It's not fresh. Like, no, bro, like, it's not okay. And, like, to my fellow rats, like, we can get out of this. We can do this. Why can't we? Why can't I do that? I can, you know, it's not unrealistic. I'm not gonna let all these other people tell me it's unrealistic anymore. It is realistic. I am beyond blessed to be able to, like, if I want to throw away my cash into the fucking like, I can go to fucking Whole Foods if I wanted to. Or I could be smarter and, like, go to a farmer's market and get, like, organic produce. I can, like, eat healthy. I have access to Pinterest. Like, I can find recipes. Like, I can subscribe to, like, one of those HelloFresh ass shit, like, and get, like, hopefully, like, fresh ingredients or some shit like that, and, like, make myself food every day. I can do that. Like, I can. There's nothing stopping me. So you're gonna sit there and tell me, like, no, you can't, like, oh, it's okay. It's okay for you to, like, order out because you don't have the energy. Like, we, you know, the world sucks, so, like, it's okay. That's bullshit. Like, let's do it. Let's, I can literally order on Instacart and get, like, healthy fucking shit to eat. I can literally, like, set my alarm to get up at 8 a.m. every day and, like, set an alarm to go, like, some, like, have a wind down routine to go to sleep, like, a, like, you know, a set of things that I do that's, like, and it tells your body, like, it's time for sleep, it's time to, like, you know, whatever. I can do that. I love to read. I'm advantaged that I love to read. Like, I can pick something out of the million fucking books out there and, like, read. I can do that. Like, nothing's stopping me. Why can't I? Like, don't tell me I can't. And don't let anyone else tell you that you can't, you know? And this is where I'm just going to close and just say, you guys, like, I love you. I believe in you. I think you can do it. I know you can do it. And, you know, I know that I've been a person to say, like, you're not alone in your mental state. You're not alone, like, being a feral rat. And I'm speaking from a feral rat perspective, like, that I've been. But I know that I don't have to be that. And I know that I can do something about it. And, like, I want us to, like, talk to each other, help motivate each other. I'm always here for you. You know that you can email me, localneighborhoodbaby@gmail.com. You know you can reach out to me. Like, send me a voice note. I will talk to you. I will chat with you. Like, message me, whatever the fuck. And I will be here to encourage you every single fucking day. Because you deserve to live your life in a way that's going to make you a little bit brighter, a little bit happier. You're going to look better. You're going to feel better. You're going to survive longer. And it's not okay to be, it's actually not okay to be nihilistic the way we are, because we are actually having a negative impact on the world, you know, by not adding our, not being able to add our vibrancy, our ideas, or positivity to it, just because we've given up. Like, it's not okay to give up, you know, just because you see the state of the world, like, giving up, like, you are complicit in everything that's happening right now that you feel like is negative because you can't get out of bed. Like, you're being complicit. You're giving up. Pick up your fucking sword and fucking fight by being you, bringing your light, your joy to the world. And you can start to do that by developing these healthy habits and, like at least meeting these, like, basic-ass expectations for yourself. Like, you can do it. Fully fucking believe in you. I fully fucking believe in me. Why can't I? Fuck everybody that tells you you can't. And that's where we're going to wrap now. And I found this important enough. I promise you guys to, like, post this after not posting for so long. So that just tells you how important it is to me, because, like, I've taken a break from just posting and just to, like, sort my shit out. And this is what I figured out. So I just wanted to share. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I hope it helps you. And hope you come away from this feeling like, you know, you truly can. And I hope you look around your room, look around where you are, figure out the things that you can do and just start to fucking do them. Promise you can do it. You can do it. You can cook. You can clean. You can get up. You can, like, drink water. You can do it. Like, you know, I promise you can. Anything else is not actually cute. It's not actually funny. It's like, you know, it's suicidal and it's not okay. You know, it's like a tiny little bit of nihilism and suicide, like slow suicidalness, like, because you're giving up on yourself. And I don't want you to give up on yourself, because I think you're great. Personally, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I think you're great. I think you're wonderful. And you deserve to, like, not give up on yourself. So love you. Stay fun, stay fresh. And I wish you a day, month, week, year full of no stress, no depression, and no anxiety. Love you all. Bye. I've got a routine that always shocks me. I